Chronicles, chapter number 7. On. All right. Turn that over there. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. I do thank for the privilege to preach. I could have, you know, we didn't have time, so I could have just not been able to, but he allowed me to still preach tonight, so you get to endure. Amen. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 1. We're going to read. It says, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven." That's a good sentence right there, amen. "And consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." I want to preach an eye on this subject. What's missing in America? What is missing in America? Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you be with me tonight. I pray that you fill me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would help me, Lord, to preach what you've laid on my heart. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would bind Satan. Lord, we thank you for many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Here in our sentence, here in our text, before Solomon, David had wanted to build a temple, as we know, but God did not allow David to build the temple. God had Solomon, his son, build the temple. And here, Solomon had finished the temple. He had finished the supplies. He had done all he could. He built it. And for chapter number 6, he had prayed and he dedicated it to the Lord. But in chapter number 7, it says, "When Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down and the glory filled." Tonight, what's missing in America? What is missing in America? America, I believe, is the best nation in the world. Amen. It's the best nation ever was. As you know, my dad was in the Navy. Amen. And my grandpa was in the Air Force. And my great-grandfather was in the military. I love America. Amen. I want to go to the military. But, you know, this is more important, amen.
Amen.
Military can come and go, but if they go to hell, there's no, what's the point of that? You know, what you fight for, amen. But America is a great nation. It's a big nation. It's the best nation in the world.
Right.
But there's something missing in America. I can say with full confidence there's something missing. I don't know, have you ever eaten something like chili, amen? I was watching the judges, and they were testing it, and they said, it's good, but there's something missing. And have you ever eaten something that just needs a little more salt or a little bit more pepper? Hey, it's not bad. Hey, it tastes good.
Right.
We can eat it. We can live with it.
Right.
But there's something missing.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, let me tell you something. America's not bad. We got churches in every corner. Hey, we got people preaching. It's not bad. We can live with it. We can get by. But there's something missing.
Yeah.
There's something that is missing in our churches. 50 years ago, God had the preeminence in America. God was important. Everything closed down on Sunday. God was the focus. But now, he's on the back burner. Now, people don't even think about God. Churches, they don't preach anymore. They don't preach. They stand up here and teach. They talk like this. They're really nice. They smile a lot. It makes me sick. You know, I can't even smile that long. Anyways, you know, they changed their music. You know, they've gotten rid of everything. They put in this stuff. You know, you ever walk in Walmart and let's not go to Walmart. Anyways, the stuff just hits and it's like, ow. No wonder people have heart attacks. Anyways, you know, but they don't care about people's souls. You know, the only reason why we're here is to win souls.
And
they don't even do that anymore. You know, they are dying because they're not doing their purpose. We're not, you know, God could have just saved us and we're going to go to heaven. But we have one job here. Hey, our job is not to make money. It's not to get wealthy. It's to win souls. But churches don't win souls anymore. They don't care. They see a person and they just see them. Where are they going to go when they die? Where are they going to go? They don't care about souls. Hey, they changed their Bibles. This Bible says that the Word was with God and the Word was God.
That's right.
There's something missing because they don't have God.
Right.
This is God, friends. You don't have this Bible, you don't got God. And there's something missing. Hey, I can't live without God. And that's why there's something missing in our churches. They've changed their Bibles.
Yeah.
They've changed salvation.
Yep.
Salvation is by grace through faith. Oh, well, we get to God our way, you know. Hey, my friend, there's only one way to be saved.
Yeah.
And they've changed that. Why? Because there's something missing. What's missing in America, my friends? It's the power and the presence of God.
Amen.
The power and the presence. The Bible says the fire came down. Fire is a picture of God's power.
Yeah.
The Bible says after that the glory filled. The Bible says that the glory filled so much the priest cannot even enter. That doesn't happen anymore. That doesn't happen. God doesn't even want to show up in most church services in America. The glory is the presence of God. Let me tell you something. God's power and God's presence is missing in America. America is greatly missing that. The Bible says that when the power and the presence of God fill the temple, the Bible says that the people fell down and worshipped God on their faces. On the pavement. Not on a pillow, on a pavement. People don't fall down and worship God. People don't care about God. You know why? Because there's no power and there's no presence of God. Because there's something missing in America. Hey, it's good. We can get by with it. There's still something missing, though. There's something missing. And as a church, we need more of God's power and presence. And preaching, you say, well, that's the preacher's job. And I'll tell you something. The Bible says the flesh and the spirit cannot be together. And the flesh is the devil. And if you feel the devil, the preacher can't preach. And you'll never have the power and presence of God if your heart is fighting against the preacher. So it's not just the preacher's job. It's your job, too. You got to want preaching. Hey, we need more God's power in soul winning. And soul winning. Soul winning is not you wake up on Saturday morning and flip a light switch. Hi, we're from Amazing Grace Baptist Church. You'd like to get saved? It's like, I won't tell you what I did last night. I won't tell you how I haven't even read my Bible this morning, but would you like to get saved? Hey, it needs the power and the presence of God. We see souls get saved, but they never come to church. So why? Why is that? Because we don't have enough God's power. We don't have enough God's presence. God's power made those people fall on their face.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
There's something missing in America.
Yeah.
Our bus routes. Children don't come to church anymore.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? It used to be that children, buses and buses full. There's not Brother Fogle buses. I asked them to put that on there, amen? But there's not one bus in this entire, in a Sunday morning, there's not one church that runs one bus around town.
That's right.
There's churches, there's church fans, there's shows. There's not one old-fashioned school bus in this entire town.
Yep.
Why? Because God's power and presence is missing.
Yep.
Sunday school classes. Teachers, we need God's power. They say, well, this kid doesn't listen. You need more God's power.
Amen.
You need more God's presence.
Yep.
And then the nursery. You know, kids cry, whatnot. You need more God's power.
Yep.
Even in the nursery, amen?
Yep.
You need God's power. Tonight, we need God's power.
Amen.
America's not what it used to be. But in this next year, imagine what America can be if this church, every single one of us, got God's power and God's presence on our life.
Yeah.
Imagine what we could do for Christ.
Amen.
Imagine this one church, and people fell down and worshiped Him. That was history. Well, you know what they say, every day you make history or whatever. What are we going to do?
Right.
There's something missing, but I don't want to be missing in this church.
Amen.
And so tonight,
amen,
I want to preach to you on how to have the power of God. How to have the power and the presence of God.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Come on.
Number one, obedience.
Yep. Yep.
Obedience. Follow with Joshua chapter number 7. Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 1. Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 1. The Bible says, but the children of Israel committed a trespass and the accursed thing. Huh, what's new, right? The children of Israel committed a trespass. They always committed a trespass, amen? That's like us Baptists. We always eat. They always sin. You know, it's just like, oh, it's like a big ball. That's all Israel was, a big ball. They always kept hitting the same rock, amen? What's new, you know? Okay. They committed a trespass, amen? But for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of something or other, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Yeah. Verse number 2. And Joshua sent out from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Haven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor there thither, for they are all but few. They said, labor. Remember the last battle they had? All they did was walk around the city. They weren't labor. What are you talking about? God knocked the walls down. They think that's not all labor. We're so weak sometimes. Amen. We're so weak. Anyways,
yeah.
Verse number 3. So they went out thither of men, people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. Verse number 5. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they seized them from they chased them from before the gate even to Shearbeam, and smote them in the going down, whereof the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until eventide, and he and the elders of Israel had put dust upon their head. Here we see Joshua and the children had just defeated Jericho. The whole walls came down. It was destroyed. All they did was walk around the city. God defeated it. God showed them their power. And they got prideful. Amen. Well, let's just go see. We can do this one. All right, God, thank you for your help, but we can do this one. It never says that they ask God. Never say, God, I'm going to spend you on this in there. No, go see what you think. That's the same happened. They should have learned. Amen. That's the same thing that happened when they were supposed to be in that land many years ago. They went and viewed out the land. Remember? Like I said, they just keep on going in the walls. Why don't you learn from your past? Last time we did that, it didn't work too well. And this time it didn't either. Why? Why? God had told them when they defeated Jericho that all the silver, all the gold, look at verse number 24 of chapter 6. It says, and they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass, of iron and of iron, they put in the treasury of the house of the Lord. The Bible says that all that stuff was for the house of God. Well, there was one man by the name of Achan. Amen. And he said, he saw a Babylonian garment. He saw the silver and gold. He took it for himself. Nobody's looking. And you know what he did? He disobeyed God. And the Bible says in verse number 1 that the accursed thing, the whole children, millions and millions of people were defeated. 36 men died. Why? Because one man disobeyed when nobody was looking.
Yeah, right.
One man disobeyed. Hey, yeah. Nobody knew about it.
Yeah, right.
Nobody had the idea. Let me tell you something. What you do behind closed doors affects the entire church.
Amen.
What your disobedience affects each and every one of these lives in this church. It affects sinners getting saved. It affects people dying and going to a burning hell.
Yeah.
What you do behind closed doors, your disobedience counts.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Your disobedience counts. One man's disobedience, 36 men died, and the rest fled like scared kitty cats. Amen.
Yep.
And I didn't say dogs because dogs aren't afraid. Kitty cats are. Amen. Scared like scared kitty cats. Amen. Right, beloved? Amen. He's going to turn me off in a minute. He's going to mute me. Amen. You know, but we want the power and presence of God. We're going to have to live obedient lives.
Amen.
Hey, we can't expect God's power and presence if we're disobedient and not being faithful. Faithful to God. Hey, unfaithfulness is disobedience.
Yes, sir.
It's just as bad as stealing.
Yep.
Hey, and we see what disobedience did to this. Hey, let me tell you something. Not tithing is disobedience.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Hey, preacher, that's right. Not tithing is disobedience.
Right.
And it hurts the whole church.
Yes, sir.
You heard before I just said we had to move it back to April. Why? He said, what do you say? Finances.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Mom.
Finances.
Yep.
He doesn't want to put it in April, but he has to. Why? Because money doesn't grow on trees.
Amen.
Hey, right. Hey, we cut trees sometimes, and we trim trees. We're not trimming money. We're trimming trees.
Yeah.
Hey, if money, we'd have lots of money. Anyway, in our backyard. Stacked up. Woo! Hey, all that work my mom and my grandma made me stack the wood, you know. I've never stacked wood before. They're like, do it this way. It's wood. It's in the backyard. Where's the matter? And you know what? If that was money, I'd probably stack it a lot better than what it is now. Anyways, but you know what? Money doesn't grow on trees.
Well,
hey, not tithing is disobedience.
Yes,
soul winning. Hey, it's a great commission. It's the commission.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in the army, you get a commission, you got to do that.
Yep.
Hey, soul winning is a command, not a desire.
Right.
You know, some Saturday mornings, I don't feel like getting up and going and building a bus route. I got better things to do. But you know what? It's a commission. And when I get out there, see, there's a need.
Yeah,
it's a command.
Yeah.
And not doing it is disobedience.
Yes.
Hey, in God's Word, we're to be in God's Word. This is God. God wants to commune with you.
Amen.
Not being here is disobedience.
Yeah. Yep.
And it shows your lack of love for God as well.
Amen.
If you want to see God's power and God's presence in our church, we have to live obedient lives that line up with God's Word,
right.
Not the world.
Right.
Well, I'm more. This is what this. This is what Saul says to do. This is the new thing, you know. So, What new thing?
Come on.
There's nothing new under the sun, amen? This is not the new thing. We got to line up with God says.
Amen.
Oh, well, that modesty, that's just an old thing. Hey, it's in the Bible. What's hiding? That's old. Men ought to be men. That's, you know, I can be what I feel like being. One thing today and another thing tomorrow, right? Hey, that's disobedience to God.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. Obedience is not something we just tell kids in junior church. You got to obey. No, it's a way of life.
Amen.
It's a way of life.
Yes.
And we saw Achan's way of life. And Achan,
yep.
It didn't turn out so well. He died. His whole family died.
That's
plus
right.
The 36 men he murdered.
Yeah.
Just murdered. Because if he wouldn't have done it, they wouldn't have died. Disobedience.
Right.
Obedience. You want to see the power and presence of God? You want to see this church filled with people?
Yeah.
Sinners fall on their face. Obedience is number one. Number two.
Amen.
Number two. To have God's power and presence, we have to have a fervent prayer life.
Yeah.
Turn over to Daniel chapter number 6.
Yeah.
Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel 6. Verse 19. Says, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from these lions? That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
That's a dumb question. But hey, we ask even dumber ones. God, can you help me with this money? That's a dumb question. God, can you help me to be faithful to church? Well, I want to be faithful to church.
Yeah. Hey,
if we really got saved, it'll be our harsh desire to be here.
Amen.
Amen? You say, well, it's too hard. You think going to lions then wasn't hard? Amen. He said, if thou God be with you, did he deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. And he says in verse number 12, my God hath sent his angel, and hath shut up the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God.
Yeah.
Daniel was saved from the lion's den. Why? He was a good person. No. Why? Oh, well, he did what the king said. Nope. He went to church on Sunday mornings, and Sunday night, Wednesday night. Nope. He read his Bible. Nope. He had a prayer life. He had a prayer life.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You got a prayer life? Daniel. You say, well, Daniel was, the king had sent out a decree that nobody was to pray to anybody but the king. You know what Daniel did? He opened up his windows.
Yeah.
And he prayed to God.
Amen.
They say, oh, I couldn't do that. I mean, that's disobedience, right? No. I didn't say obedience to the world. I said obedience to God.
Amen.
He obeyed God. Let me ask you this. Do you obey God over the world?
Yeah.
Do you obey God over what you think this world might do to you?
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm afraid. They are a fervent prayer life. Mm-hmm. He knew God.
Yeah.
And God knew him. And he trusted God that no matter what comes,
come on.
I am safe. Why? Because I got a fervent prayer life. Yeah. Christians, let me tell you something. We can't expect to have the power and the presence of God if we don't know God.
That's right.
We don't know God by going to the bowling. You know, I like to go bowling. I'm not really good at it, but I like to go. But you know, I don't find God at bowling.
Right.
Hey, you know what? I don't find God at the supper table.
Yeah.
I find God in prayer.
Amen.
And we can't expect to have the power. We can't expect God's power and God's presence on our church if we don't even pray.
Right.
We don't even talk to God. Why do you think God's going to come down to our church?
Yeah,
why do you think God's going to grow this place? Why do you think God's going to give us bus routes and souls and a new church in Little Elm and in a nursing home if we don't even pray?
Well, right.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
We got to have a prayer life. He had a prayer life. He prayed fervently.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, you praying over your food and praying right before your bed didn't count, friends. Why praying? A fervent prayer life.
Well, right.
Daniel knew God so much that God came down and he protected him
yep.
from lions. Have you ever seen a big dog that you don't like, you know. You run for your life, you know. And that thing's scary. I like going by that thing, you know. Like little big pit bulls and stuff, you know. Some cats that look really weird. Anyways, cats are always scary. They're just, they're worse than dogs, I'm telling you. I don't like to sleep or wake up. That'll get you out of bed. Anyways, but you know what? Ever been scared? He wasn't with a cat. He was with lions. And he wasn't with a lion. He was with lions.
Yeah.
Hungry lions.
Yeah.
I think I would have killed myself. Passed out, you know. Had a heart attack. But you know, he didn't. Why? He had a fervent prayer life.
Yeah, that's right.
Christians, we're afraid of everything. Well, what about this? What about that? And I can't do this. I can't be that.
Yep.
Why? We don't have a prayer life.
No.
We don't talk to God.
Amen, brother.
We live a fervent prayer life. Prayer's missing so greatly in America and churches. Christians don't pray.
Come on, that's right.
Preachers don't pray.
No, that's right. Come on, brother.
Laymen don't pray.
Come
on.
That's right, yeah.
And we wonder, what's wrong with America? We wonder why guys think they're ladies and ladies think they're guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's creepy when a lady acts like a guy.
Yeah.
This is creepy. I know it's wrong, but this is creepy.
Yeah.
Looks, man. Well, back off, okay? That's just... That's why I don't like Walmart. Anyway, if you like Walmart, get out of God. Amen. Anyways, I don't like Walmart. Just, anyways, but you know what? Something's missing, right? Because we don't have a prayer life.
Amen.
And we want to blame, well, so-and-so, the economy, and the social media. It starts in the house of God.
Yeah, right.
It starts in the house of God.
Amen.
You don't think there was sin in Solomon's day?
Oh, yeah.
There was just as much sin as there is now.
Yeah.
But why did the fire fall and the glory fill and the people fall on their face? Because they had the power and the presence of God.
Yeah.
We don't.
Come on. Yeah.
You know, we'll say, well, last year, you know what's missing? The power and presence of God.
Yeah, sir.
I can count on one hand how many people walked down the aisle.
Yeah.
I can count on the other hand how many people got baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good year. We got blessings from God.
Yeah.
There was something missing, though.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
I can count on two hands how many kids came to church. First time all year last year.
Yeah.
Our bus routes went, one bus route. If that is full on Sunday mornings. Why? Because there was something missing.
Yeah.
And it's what it is. It's missing in our whole nation, friends.
Yeah.
It's the power and the presence of God.
Yeah.
We got to have obedient lives. We have fervent prayer lives. Christians don't have a fervent prayer life. If we want to see the power and presence of God bringing souls down these aisles and in the baptistry, that baptistry is full of dust, friends. It's full of dust. Probably got bugs in there or something. You know? I'm not looking in it. Who knows what's in that thing? A dead body or something. Decayed. It's all dust now. You know why? Because we don't have the power and presence of God. Hey, and it's not the preacher's fault.
Right.
All right? It's not the soul winner's fault. It's all our fault.
Amen.
Why? Because if one person, Achan, hey, the preacher was okay with God. The preacher did exactly what the Lord said. But one man didn't.
Yeah.
And they all defeated.
Yeah.
It's our job as well.
Yeah, that's right.
We need the power and presence of God in 2019.
Amen.
I want this year to be the best year we've ever had.
Amen.
But it's not if we live disobedient lives and don't have a prayer life. Are you living an obedient life? Do you have a prayer life?
Well,
do you know God? Do you pray? I don't mean do you just talk to the Lord. I mean, do you pray? We need obedience and fervent prayer. I want the power and presence of God on my life. I want the Lord. I you know, Brother Fogg's generation, they were wicked. They were wicked. My generation, there's no word for them. I'm telling you. They're really wicked. They don't know what they are. You got to go back to point A and point B. You're a man. You're a lady. Oh, wait. No, you're the lady. No, I don't know. You know, we got to go back to, they're wicked.
Yeah, that's right.
And the only way that my life's going to make a difference is if I have the power and presence of God.
Right.
And the only way we can have the power and presence of God is obedience and a fervent prayer life.
Amen.
How much power and presence do you have?
Yeah.
How much obedient and prayer life do you have?
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for meeting with us tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, to be obedient to you. Lord, I pray that you'd help us have prayer lives, Lord, to meet with you, Lord, to know you personally, God. Lord, not to just to be another Christian, another American, the Lord, to have the power and presence of you. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Son. I don't think anybody has to wonder what he said. What God said.